This year was made available the Ili Nishmas Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
Sochen nun David on his Beze Mishnah near the top. Mokim shena hagu lasis malacha betisha bo peis. The matter of working on Tisha B'Av is a minute. You have to follow the minhag mokim. Now, in all respects, you have to do that. In a place where they say Kei Gavne, Friday night, you shouldn't say by Mei Madlikin. They say by Mei Madlikin, you shouldn't say Kei Gavne. If you want to say it in a whisper, people shouldn't hear. But you shouldn't do anything different that people can see as different. You always have to follow the minhag mokim. Ubichol mokim talmidei chachamim betalim, but talmidei chachamim always are idle on Yom Kippur, on Tisha B'Av. They take off on Tisha B'Av, they don't work. It's talmidei chachamim who work, but they don't work on Tisha B'Av. Now this means talmidei chachamim. If you're not a talmid chacham and you refrain from working in a place where people work, it's merzi keyuah, it looks like either. You're assuming more than you have a right to assume. Talmid Chacham, even a place where people work on Tisha B'Av, he doesn't work. But the Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, every man can always make himself a Talmid Chacham. And this way is mutter, otherwise not. But in this case, it's mutter. And the reason we'll soon see is because it's not so obvious that he's trying to show off. People might say the reason is not working, but he has nothing to do. Not because he's acting like a Talmid Chacham. Say that aside. Omar Shmuel. Ein Tainis Tzibur Bebova. The Tainis Tzibur that's going to be mentioned now and throughout this whole sugya is a special kind of Tainis that they used to fast for rains. It was a 24-hour fast, like on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. And also, they didn't wear shoes with all the chumras of Tisha B'Av. And also, the tefillahs were like Yom Kippur. I mean, they added, besides shachris and mincha, they added also nila. Didn't have any musaf, but they added nila. So the tiny tzibur that used to have in Eretz Yisrael for rains was 24 hours with a number of chumras. Which Shmuel said, in Boba there's no such thing as a tiny tzibur. Like in Eretz Yisrael. Fayeg di gemore. Now, Ela Tisha B'Av. The only one that remains of the tiny tzibur in Boba is Tisha B'Av alone. Tisha B'Av has these chumras. But otherwise, no. Frey de Gemore, remember, does it mean to say the Sova Shmuel, Tisha B'Av in Ashmosha Shalom also? The Tisha B'Av is just as chomor as a tiny tzibur in Eretz Yisrael, a 24-hour tiny tzibur, which means Tisha B'Av will be also to eat Ben Ashmoshes. But we don't pass that way, but Shmuel said that. Tisha B'Av is mutadid bein ha-shmoshes. Bein ha-shmoshes. In Pashas means from sunset until Seisar Kechavim. Some learn a different shot. But Shmuel holds, Tisha B'Av is mutadid bein ha-shmoshes. So we see Tisha B'Av is not like a tiny Sibra in the Eretz Yisrael. See, up to here. Kasav Ashmuel told Tainis Tzibur Bein Ashmoshes Shalei Musa that also a Tainis Tzibur is Mutter Bein Ashmoshes. So Tisha B'Av is not worse than a Tainis Tzibur. Tainis Tzibur also Bein Ashmoshes is Mutter. How can you say that? Wanant Nan, we learn the Mishnah, Oichel Rishesim Ibeid Yoim. By Tainis Tzibur you can eat only while it's certainly, surely day. But Bein Ashmoshes not. The Mutter, what does it come to exclude? Lab, the Mutter, Ben Ashmoshes. to see Ben Asmashes Ratanis Sibas also to eat. And Shmuel's, what did Shmuel say? The Tisha B'Av, with the Muta Ben Asmashes? Shmuel said Ben Asmashes also. So in what way? Shmuel holds Tisha B'Av Ben Asmashes is Muta. So in what way does Shmuel say Tisha B'Av is the same as Tanis Tiba? Tanis Tiba Ben Ashmash is also to eat, and Tisha B'Av Shmuel says Ben Ashmash is Muta to eat. And well, no, even Tanis Tiba is Muta Ben Ashmash. When it says, at night you can't eat, I mean this, not like our Tanisim, like Shivasa B'Tamid, you can eat the night time before. No, at night of the Tanesim, the big Tanesim, you can't eat in the Eretz Yisrael. That's all. So the Gemara wants to say now that Tisha B'Av is like Ben Ashmash, is like Tisha B'Av. Is the only one that's like a tiny Seba. Which means Tisha B'Av Ben Ashmoshes is Muta, and Tanis Tiba is also Muta Ben Ashmoshes. All other chumlis, however, Tisha B'Av has like Tanis Tiba. So what's one now? What's the maskana right now? Shmuel says Tisha B'Av in Bavel is the only similar tainis to tainis Tiba in Eretz Yisrael, as all the chumras. This one chumra both don't have. That Ben Ashmosh is both a muta. But otherwise, they have chumras, both of them, and Tisha B'Av had all the chumras were tainis Tiba. So once more, Shmuel says, all the tainisim in Bavel are short tainisim. We don't fast the night before. Except Tisha B'Av. But Tisha B'Av has all the chumras of a regular Tanis Tiba in Eretz Yisrael. However, Shmuel says in both cases, Muta Ben Ashmash, say that. Now, name and Messiah, let's bring a proof to Shmuel, who said that Tisha B'Av has the chumras of a Tanis Tiba in Eretz Yisrael. Ain Ben Tisha B'Av Yom HaKippurim. There's no difference, although shall zes fake or zes fake Muta. What does it mean? Ma'is fake muta. La does mean bein ashmashes. So we see that Tisha B'Av bein ashmashes, it'll be muta. All the Yom Kippur is awesome. Ma'is says, no. Well, I can say Tisha B'Av bein ashmashes is also awesome. But what does it mean? Tisha B'Av is fake as muta. Kedoma abshesh b'ed avide. The kivid, kviya v'yachet. To know on which day they made Rosh Chodesh in Eretz Yisrael. Which means like this. If in Eretz Yisrael even, there's a suffix when Bezdin, they heard something, but they didn't hear correctly. They don't know what they heard. If Bezdin made Rosh Chodesh a day earlier, a day later, so therefore you'll have to fast 2 days Yom Kippur, everywhere. And therefore, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, it's more lenient. Since only the Rabban, you fast only 1 day. Now, what does it mean 1 day? We fast according to the Cheshbon of Echad Mole v'Echad Chassid. Unless we know that Bezdin changed it, we go with the Seder that 1 month was Mole, 1 month was Chassid. Therefore, if we knew that Bezdin changed it, of course you follow what Bezdin changed. We don't know, so, but we heard it, that there's something. No, we didn't, even didn't hear. Could be Bezdin change it. So therefore we have to keep 2 days Yom Kippur, but Tisha B'Av 1 day. Now Tesis explains it doesn't mean always in Bavel, but they don't get the news in time, always fasted 2 days. But it's not true, they didn't fast 2 days in Bavel, Tesis says. Bavel always followed what they had heard the previous month. Finally, the Shliach came from Eretz Yisrael and told them when Rosh Chodesh was. only in time for this Chedesh it didn't come. So they followed the last Cheshbon, and they made Yom Kippur according to the last Cheshbon. And even though that might be incorrect, that way in Eretz Yisrael, don't make 2 days. But it means, suppose a Sothek arose. Some reason that a Sothek arose. So even in Eretz Yisrael, since it's a Sothek, you have to keep 2 days. That's a Hersad, the Bezim received the Edim. They don't receive the Edim in time to be Mekadish today, or it's too late for today and Mekadish tomorrow, or Shchedish. So since there's a Sothek, you have to keep 2 days Yom Kippur, but not 2 days Tisha B'Av. So I say that again now. You might have thought the Sothek meant Sothek Ben Hashemoshes, and only Yom Kippur, Yom Achmer, Sothek Ben Hashemoshes. On Tisha B'Av not, he says no. I can say Tisha B'Av, you're also Machmer Ben Hashemoshes. What does it mean? The difference is, in the matter of a Sfeikas, if a Sfeikas feared the Yachid, they heard something about proclaiming your Shchedesh, but they don't know if it was a day earlier or a day later. You have to keep 2 days Yom Kippur and only 1 day Tisha B'Av. Because Tisha B'Av is the Rabbanon. Say that aside. Refuted the proof to Shmuel, but Shmuel holds that way. The Tisha B'Av Ben Hashemosh is a smuta, and all the time is Tzibur is Mutza Ben Hashemosh. Except Yom Kippur. You might want to bring a proof to Shmuel and refuted the proof. But that's what Shmuel holds. Dorash Rove, now Rove holds differently. Hubris, even pregnant women, or menikas, even nursing women, Miss Anis have to fast on Tisha B'Av, or Mashlim, and they must continue and finish the whole Tainis. Kederach Shemis Anis or Mashlim is Bema Kippurim. That's one din. Another din. Obeina Shemoshe Shalai Osir, not like Shmuel said. Tisha B'Av, as soon as the sun sets, it's also to eat. V'chein omru mishmei de Rav Yechon. Frag di Gemara. Omi omar Rav Yechon hochi. Rav Yechon is saying that's the thing. That Tisha B'Av is a Yom Kippur. You have to keep Bein HaShemoshes. V'omar Rav Yechon and Tisha B'Av ainu ketanis tzibur. It's not like the tiny Sibur for rain that they kept in there. So my love doesn't mean in the respect of Ben Hashemoshes. So the tiny Sibur holds you're more chomor, and Tisha B'Av is more lenient, and more law. The Melach, he holds Tisha B'Av, you have to fast Ben Hashemoshes too. But what do you mean? It's not like a tiny Sibur, Melach. Now the Melach was also in those tiny Sibur in the soil when they fasted for rain. Framer, the Melach of Tanini, we learned it already in the Mishnah. Why do you need Rabbi Yechon to tell us that? We learn Mokim Shenoag Ulas is Melach of Tisha B'Av Eisit. Mokim Shenoag Ulas Ein Eisit. So we see that it's a matter of Minik. There's no din that is also to the Melach on Tisha B'Av. So certainly Tisha B'Av is not like the tiny Sibur in the soil in the matter of Melach. I feel that Abba the Shemim Gamaliel, who said that you don't work on Tisha B'Av, like Amal Elo the Chiyosif, if he sits, but the oven doesn't do any work, Lo Merzikio doesn't look like Gaiva, like arrogance. Abba Mesala, he didn't say it's Osa, it's not Osa to work on Tisha B'Av. So what do you need Rabbi Yechon to tell us that Tisha B'Av is not like the Tanya Sibur? You don't have to do work on Tisha B'Av, you don't have to refrain from work on Tisha B'Av. Hello, my. What does it mean? Enegetan is Sibur? It means Litfilas Nila. On Tisha B'Av, you don't say Nila. Although now it's a swell, not Tani Sibur, they did. The Omar Rabbi Yechon, that's all finished. Praying Omar Rabbi Yechon, what's wrong with saying Nila if you want? Alavai, she is spal odom, kol ayom, vela, kol ayom, kula. He holds a man can daven all day long, a number of shmonesvas. This Tesha says Perushim on that. But right now we're asking Kipshutit. It's not so precious that you're mutter to daven all day long. So since Rabbi Yechon has said, if you daven all day long, there's nothing wrong. So what do you have to tell me, Tisha B'Av, that it's part of Hanila? What's wrong if you say Nila? And for the Gemara, also Chayva, in other words, you must say Nila. Over here, at most, it's a Reshus. If you say it, You can say, my, Eligat, Tainis Sibor, the Asrim Rabo. And the Eretz Yisrael, in the Tainis Sibor, they say, Shmonesra, 24 brachas. But in Tisha B'Av, you'd say, no, no, Shmonesra, say that. So far, we'll end as follows. Rabbi Yochanan said, Tisha B'Av, it's not like a Tainis Sibor. So you might say, what does that mean? Does it mean it's Muta Ben Ashmoshes? We just learned above the whole Tisha B'Av is also to eat Ben Ashmoshes. Does it mean that Tisha B'Av is Muta to do Malacha? It's superfluous. It's a Mishnah, it says, Muta to do Malacha. So when it says, other perushim, Tisha B'Av is not like a tiny Sibor in the respect that you're not Mechuyev to say Nila on Tisha B'Av, and also it's not a din of saying 24 brachas and shmoneser. And Rapopo amat my, what's been teached but not Gatanis Sibor? Ainer Kirishin, it's not like, in the Tanis Sibor, there were three different kinds of series of Tainesim. At first, when they wanted rain, they started fasting, with not much chumras, the Tainesim. Then later, they added chumras when the rain didn't come. He said, Ainer Kirishin, it's not like the first Tanias, that you can eat the night before, like Shivas Vatamas, you can eat the night before, no. Ela kachleines, asura. It means the chumrah. Tish, but not like the Tainas Sibon Eretz Yisrael that they fast for rain and beans, the first ones, and it's mutzah to eat at night. No, Tish was more chumrah than the first ones, and it's also to eat at night. That's all. See that. Tesis explains. When Rabbi Yochanan says, Olavai, she is palel, called Hayoim Kula, all day long, basically explains, it doesn't mean that he holds his mutter to daven again and again for nothing. But it means, even if it's a safek, if he daven, his mutter daven again. That's one case. Another case, if he already daven by himself, and he came in and found the Sibra davening, he holds his mutter to daven again with the Sibra, filled with Sibra. So we see that for some reasons, Rabbi Yochanan permits the daven again. If that's the case, so why shouldn't he permit Tisha B'Av to say Nila, like just like in Eretz Yisrael, in the big Tanis? It's no big deal to say extra Shmonesra. So in order to Tisha B'Av, since it's so important today, and he holds in certain cases his muta to be misfollow extra times, so he'll also, I can say, he also permits you. In order to make Tisha B'Av more important, is muta the same healing? So why do you say it's not like Tainus and Eretz Yisrael? And for the more, even if you learn that pshat, that Rabbi Yehuda will permit you to say Nila on Tisha B'Av, but it won't be a chiv to say it. And Eretz Yisrael is a chiv. And that you can say Tisha B'Av is not like the Tainis Sibor. Tainis Sibor is a chiv to say Nila, and the Tisha B'Av is most, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's just a reshus. That's where we have to stop.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow Rabbi Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigda.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.